Packers all the time.
I think he's got a chance. When years ago, I was like, oh my God, I don't think this guy's going to be very good at all. I'm willing to allow for the possibility that he's going to be good.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically gas, or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from. Boucher Automotive. We are driven by you. Also sponsored by Century Foods. Win two tickets to see Green Bay host Kansas City on Sunday, December 3rd. Compliments of Century Foods. Find the weekly code on Century's Facebook or Instagram and enter to win.
What's the name of this show again?
I don't know.
Chewy's
help,
mad. Chewy's tough.
Chewy's a realist.
No. Chewy's tough. Everybody else is soft. Joining us now is Jason Wilde. Everybody needs information about the Packers from Jason Wilde every day of the year. Good morning, Jason.
I would tune into a show called Chewy's Tough and Everyone Else is Soft.
Yeah, that's what it is. All right. I claim that there are players on the team, current team, because Chewy, of course, thinks every new player is soft, that are like Chewy. That is, they're just crazy. They play with a busted leg. There may not be as many as when he played, but who's the closest to Chewy on the team now that you believe would maybe already have shown they'll play hurt or would play hurt with just about anything?
That's a tough one. First of all, for all of his faults, and maybe even to his own detriment last year with a broken thumb, there's no question that Rodgers was in that
category. Because he's old school, right, Jason, you said?
Yep, no doubt.
But if you were to ask Pat McKenzie, what is the difference between the 90s in evaluating players with injuries and today's game?
Yeah, they play a much higher side of caution, and guys are undoubtedly less willing to play through an injury that is going to potentially sideline them even longer if they worsen it.
Why are you fighting?
Like, I remember one of the...
I didn't say I agreed with him, but I said there's still people like you, and that softness was created by the league, not by them.
No, I think there's probably multiple reasons why that softness exists.
They don't ever practice.
Yeah, no, that's part of it. But I also think, as Chewy and I talked about yesterday, like I do think that there is a very clear I don't want to hurt my earning power mentality.
Rasul Douglas I don't want to plays hurt. That's my first suggestion.
Rasul Douglas was going to be the first person I mentioned. I'm glad we're on the same page.
Yeah.
The reason I mentioned Rodgers, and I still can see him sitting back down after his ruptured Achilles, and that was the moment that I knew that he was really hurt. And I thought it was Achilles right away, is because he was ready to get back up and play the next play. When he went out of that 2018 opener and left on the cart and then came back and rallied them from down 20 to nothing. Like, it was a great moment. It was a great story, but it wasn't surprising. Like, I totally expected him to try and play, and I figured he was probably spending a portion of that time back in the bowels of Lambeau Field, not just getting an x-ray, but convincing Doc McKenzie to let him go. Because, you know, to me, one of the things that I remember hearing a lot during Chewy's era was, can I make it worse? Mm-hmm. Can I make the injury worse? And if the answer was no, and it was just dealing with pain, now granted, there were also, you know, it's more prevalent to shoot up or whatever else, but if it was just, I'm not going to make it any worse, all right, I'm going out there then. And while Chewy may have been quite the tough guy, and no one questions that, he wasn't the only one. Like, Chewy, no, you know, I don't want to undercut this segment, but you weren't the only one who was like that.
Oh, God, no.
You know? I mean, no, we talked about three yesterday,
yeah.
And You know, but it is, Homer, it is undoubtedly different, and I agree with you that, you know, fewer and fewer practices and no tackling and all this other stuff have contributed to it. But I also think players are very much focused on, like, I'll give you another example. Like, you know, I think TJ Lang was an incredible tough guy. Like, he was another kind of old school guy that they had on this team. And if TJ had played in the era where the cap had not exploded and he was trying to, you know, squeeze out a few more years to make more NFL money, he wouldn't have retired when he did after 2 years with the Lions. Like, guys used to play longer, too, because even though their body felt like garbage, they needed to make some more money before they hung it up. And, you know, you would see guys bouncing around the league, and there are still some guys that are like that. But, like, TJ did really well for himself, right? He got a second contract for the Packers. Then he got his third NFL contract from the Lions, got to play at home, got to live in his house that he would live in the offseason, in the regular season. And after 2 years and concussions, he's like, look, I made enough money, I'm done. I'm not going to put myself in further risk and have Laura and the kids, you know, be dealing with me not being able to remember what I had for breakfast. Not a shot at you, Chewy. But these guys make enough money, yep, where they don't have to, late in their careers, risk even greater damage to themselves to try and squeeze out two more years of NFL money.
All right, Jason.
Because they make more.
Great point. Jason, I want Chewy to meet Bakhtiari, because I think if he talked to him, he'd like him. I think his premise that Bakhtiari is soft or all the things he doesn't like him are just garbage. And then my follow-up on that, after you answer that, is when Bakhtiari talked, he talked about all these meetings he had with Goody. He had great things to say about Goody. Shouldn't that be a part of his comments that people should be aware of?
For sure. I mean, first of all, I actually agree with you. Like, I don't know if Chewy would have liked JerMichael Finley if they spent a lot of time together. But I do agree that he would like Bakhtiari if he spent time with him. This is I would argue that this is a unique situation. Like, Bakhtiari played with broken ribs. Bakhtiari played with other ankle and knee injuries earlier in his career. And look, this is purely conjecture when I say this.
Oh, I love this. Purely conjecture. It's my expertise.
I said it to you and Bulaga yesterday.
Yeah.
I think part of him is just, and I don't want to use the word scared because that carries a very negative connotation. No player ever wants to admit that they're scared. But I think that there is I don't even want to say mental block, but he has a level of reluctance about playing on turf that I think he believes, and whether it's he's done too much reading or he's just convinced
listen to Aaron
himself
Rodgers
of this, whatever it might be, I just think he thinks, you know, it's going to be like that Batman movie where they're playing at Heinz Field and Heinz Ward returns the kickoff for a touchdown and the field keeps opening up into like a big canyon after he turns around and all these players had fallen into the canyon. I think that's what David thinks might happen to him if he plays on turf.
But Jason, I said yesterday, the gap between grass and artificial turf is not miles. He's making it sound like that's, you know, like you're playing on turf and there's alligators out there that you got to be careful.
Right.
Watch out for the. It's not. The gap is not
right, but,
that big. I'm
right,
sorry.
Jason's saying that.
I know.
And that's what Chewy, right. Chewy, that you and I are saying the same thing using different comparisons. I like the alligators, by the way.
Yeah.
Reminds me of that old video
but
game.
Pitfall. Jason, isn't it all going to be determined by how many games he plays? If he ends up playing 12, 13, then whatever he decided and however crazy he is about it worked out.
No, it didn't work out because he's missed the first game of the year after not even going through training camp, not practicing, and playing the first game on grass, and then he's already out.
Sir, he's not going to play all the games. Jason will agree with me on this. He'll say, actually agree, that they did not do a good job of explaining what the season was going to be with David Bakhtiari. They were way too optimistic. They should have said, LaFleur, people understand he's got a terrible knee. We're going to fight this every game. Every game's an if, and we think we've put together a great plan to get him to play as many games as possible. How many is that? I don't know. But remember that every game.
Yeah, that would have been great.
Yes.
That would have been great.
That's the truth.
I would have liked to have heard.
Right? They were too confident. Maybe he was too. I don't know if he was too confident. You'd have to ask him that.
Well, yeah, their communication amongst each other sucked, and their messaging publicly sucked. There's no two ways about either one of those things. But Chewy, you know, you were around Flea when he was a young guy.
Yeah, sure.
And now he runs that department. Like, yeah. I really do believe that those guys, him and Nate and all the guys in that department are sitting there going, this guy's knee is really jacked up. We need to figure out a way to maximize the number of games he can play. But to your point, December 11th, December 24th, December 31st. So three of the five games, in December are on turf at the Giants, at the Panthers, at the Vikings. Let's just say, for argument's sake, that this team is, surprisingly to many, including myself, already has six wins, and they go into December with realistic playoff aspirations. How many of those games is David Bakhtiari going to play in, and how are they going to get him to play in however many of those games? Because not only, the fact that 3 out of 4 weeks are on turf, it's a little bit like they play on Sunday and then they play again on Thursday. These are the types of circumstances that do not lend themselves to David playing more. But to Chewy's point, he was having a gay old time in Chicago, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's giving fans the finger. He's laying down and doing that centerfold pose celebration. There was no indication with his behavior. He wasn't limping around. He played great. Domofsky had a stat from ESPN that his block win rate was 95%. Part of the discussion, too, when he talked on Wednesday, was about how I don't want to quit playing because I'm really effing good still. I don't say that to be arrogant. That's just the truth, he said.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's right. He is still effing good. But again, you're not effing helpful if you're not able to play. And that December, it could be a long December, as Counting Crows once sang, because I don't know how many games he's going to play in then. And they're not going to talk about this anymore, right? They're not going to get into,
and they
hey, Matt, how many, right? Hey, Matt, how many games do you think David's going to be able to play in December? Jason, I'm not talking about that in late September. What are you doing? Right?
Yeah, we don't know. We tried to tell you what's going on here.
Well, I just know this, Jason, as a player and every player that's played in this league, you start out day one training camp before you step on the field at 100%. Right? And then the farther you go into camp, then it's
again.
98, and then it's 93.
Bakhtiari agrees with you 100%.
He's missed the second game of the year. Why are we talking about games in December?
What has to happen for you to believe in Bakhtiari? What has to happen? If he doesn't play, then you can't believe that all the things that Jason told you about all the injuries he's played with, you don't have faith in him. You think he's dogging it, right?
I just know this. I've played with my knee drained before a handful of times.
But you think it's...
In a swollen...
You played with Don Hutson.
No, I know.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, Jason, from the standpoint, Pat McKenzie, if he was to do any more damage to that knee, I think Pat would say, Pat would probably say, I think he should retire.
Yeah, I'd be curious if Pat ever said, that he needed to seriously consider that or not.
Yeah.
Because if not, then that, and again, I don't want to spend the entire time, although yeah, no, probably
just
too
did.
Late. I'm not trashing the guy, but
no.
Like there's probably part of maybe, and again, I've never asked Doc McKenzie about Bakhtiari, but there might also be another part of him that says, hey, yes, his knee is degenerative, but he could probably play on this turf. Right? I mean,
yeah.
It's possible that Doc thinks that too. But again, when the player, whether he's convinced himself of it or it's the truth and it's the reality, that's just that problematic for him. I mean, Bulaga, Homer heard him yesterday, like when Bulaga would play on turf, and Bulaga played through a ton of stuff, but he knew that that following week was really going to suck. You knew that because you were playing on,
Gauss
sometimes says on our show, he calls it AstroTurf. And I want to say to him, hey, yo, you played on AstroTurf at Wisconsin before they got better turf during your era. AstroTurf is basically concrete with that, like,
carpet over it.
You go to Fleet Farm and
yeah.
get the the grass carpet that you have in your sunroom. That's what that was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you would go to, like, Veterans Stadium in Philly, you might as well have just played in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Because that's what you were playing on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so this is to your point about that there not being a wide mile long canyon between playing on turf and playing on grass. There was once that size
sure.
of a canyon.
Yes.
But at the same time, there was a time when you guys were playing on what I remember you guys called it the beach.
Oh,
when
yeah.
they would try and resod down the center strip of Lambeau and it wouldn't take. And you guys were playing in a sandbox.
Yeah, I tore my calf in warmups, Jason, and they didn't believe me. I remember it was against Tennessee. And
do you believe in Bakhtiari? Do you believe in Bakhtiari? Jason, the answer is yes. I know. The answer is yes to me. Chewy, do you believe in Bakhtiari? Just admit no.
Sure.
No, that's a lie.
God, I felt like I switched the channel to some sort of televangelist there for a second.
Do you believe?
Yeah, that's what it comes down to. Josh, you believe in Bakhtiari. You can have either opinion, yes
no.
or no. No, see, there's a no. At least he admits it. Go ahead, Chewy. You'll feel better.
No, I'm good.
Jesus save. Yeah.
Thanks, Jason.
Thanks.
I know it's hard to believe, but we're late. Any last word you want to leave us on anything about injuries so that people have some information that they can help them?
There's something wrong with his knee if it swells up.
No, Aaron Jones. I think Aaron Jones is going to play.
Oh, he's going to play. He practiced yesterday. Watson, they got to figure out, right?
Yeah. Did Jason leave?
Yes.
Okay. Do we have Craig next?
Yes.
All right. A little late. Next.